Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. In 14 years of consulting, I've never met a company that doesn't want to grow. And I would say 99% of the companies that I work with want to grow into net new accounts. In fact, I can only think of one account off the top of my head right now that didn't have anywhere to grow because they already dominated the market. They were the incumbent. They were the monopoly. And so their only opportunities were to grow inside existing accounts. 99% of the companies I work with are always looking to take business from the competition or to find net new clients to grow into. But they get growth wrong. What do I mean by that? Well, they don't really understand what they're looking at when they mean growth. So I'm going to dissect this for you today really simply. Take a look at the process visual on this podcast, or if you're listening to this on iTunes, just imagine a triangle. At the base of that triangle, the widest spot of the triangle, is your total addressable market. And this is the entire universe of all ideal prospects that you want to do business with. Not the entire market, not every business in the world, but just your addressable market. Then the next chunk up, if you draw another line, that would be the amount of your market, the percentage of your market that you actually have visibility to. How many of them actually know you exist? How many of them do you know exist? What percentage of your addressable market actually is available to you? And then the top of that triangle is the percentage that you're winning. So for example, if we use simple numbers, if your total addressable market is 100 and 50% or 50 are seeing you and your closing ratio is 30%, then you're closing 15 of that 50. So here's what you need to do is fill in those numbers. What's your total addressable market? What is the number of people who you have access or visibility to? And what is the number of people you're closing? And then take a look at that and analyze really where your growth opportunities are. I bring this up because most companies come to me and they say, Colleen, we have a closing problem. We're not closing enough business in order to grow. And when I look at the numbers, I realize that their closing ratios are average or better than average. For example, a client of mine the other day showed me that they had a closing ratio of 45%. Well, typical closing ratios are 30%. So 45 is exceptional on those clients or those prospects that you have visibility to. The bigger gap generally lies between the number of clients that are in your addressable market and the number who you have visibility to, the number that you're attracting into your pipeline, the number who know who you are or you know who they are. It's an important differentiator to fix because they're two very different problems. If you discover that you have a huge number of your addressable market, that you know who they are, they know who you are, and they're in your pipeline, and your closing ratios on those leads are below 30%, then yes, you have a closing problem. If, on the other hand, your closing ratios are average, but a huge number of those prospects are missing from your opportunity pipeline, then you have a client attraction problem or a prospecting problem, and you need to get out into the marketplace to fill that funnel. Two opposite ends of the sales pipeline, two opposite problems to solve. So a client that I'm working with right now is trying to grow, and they're growing slowly, maybe 3 to 5% a year, but they really need to grow into the 10, 12, 15%. And what we've discovered is they're just not attracting enough of their addressable market. They have 19,000 businesses out there that they could potentially do business with, yet they're only managing maybe 300 to 500 at a time. So what they need to do is marketing programs, networking, trade shows in order to be more visible in the marketplace. Let's face it, if your buyers don't know who you are, if your buyers can't find you, they're not going to buy from you. And no matter how good your closing ratios are, you're never going to hit your growth targets. So take a look at this for yourself this week. Do the exercise and understand where the biggest opportunity for growth is. Once you know that, you can pinpoint in on the skills that you need to develop and you can grow more purposefully and more quickly.
You've been listening to the sales leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.